Gotta tell you guys, I've spent over $100,000 in the last 2 years for continuing education. Welcome to the REI Society, everybody. Today is a day that I'm going to talk to you about continuing education, obviously. At this point in my career, 18 years into it, I'm realizing that I don't know it all. You would think that after 18 years, you'd think you would know it all, right? Well, wrong. The person that thinks they know it all is the person that's going backwards. And I refuse to go backwards, to be quite honest with you. At this point, I'm going to give you guys a little bit of context about my career. But at this point, I've really seen an improvement in my, not only my income, but then my thinking just in the last 2 years because of some power moves I've put in play. Just a little background information on me. When I started in real estate let's just say 20 years old, my wife and I were newly married, and I actually thought that I was going to be able to do a lot with my life, but I didn't know what that was going to be. So here's why I thought I was going to do something special with my life. Studying never became hard for me. Learning never became hard for me. I actually graduated high school with a 4.05 GPA, and I was gifted a scholarship, a Hope Scholarship in the state of Georgia, which basically means that you can go to any state college for free. Everything's paid for. So I had a free ride that most people would die for. And it was because studying was fairly easy. And, I believe it or not, I didn't really know a lot of people that got that scholarship in my grade. With that said, even though all that was easy, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was somebody that had a fun type of humor growing up, and I still have it. Back in my day when I was young, SNL was like something, you know, that I loved watching. You know, the Chris Farleys, the Mike Myers, and all that stuff. And then, you know, I even grew up on watching Jackass as I was going from a teenager to a young man, and Tom Green. So I like slapstick kind of humor. Dumb and Dumber was hilarious. All the Jim Carrey movies. I just genuinely love slapstick. And through high school, I edited for VRTV, Villarica TV. Villarica is a city that I graduated from, the high school. And I did a lot of editing for this little TV show, and I did skits. And I always knew that I wanted to do something to entertain people, but I didn't know how or what or where I would be doing it. I did try to get in some acting parts earlier on as a young man, and Georgia or Atlanta per se wasn't the Atlanta that it is now, where filmmaking is Atlanta is the number one film location in the whole U.S. now. We've surpassed L.A. and Hollywood and et cetera. So, you know, I always knew that I wanted to entertain, but I didn't know how I would make money from it because, like I said, Atlanta wasn't the Atlanta it is now. So I decided to go to school. I decided to go to University of West Georgia immediately after graduating, and I figured I would go for a minor of economics and a major of mass communications. I figured that if I couldn't act, maybe I could do some kind of behind the scenes stuff because I loved editing. I loved microphones and all that stuff way back in the day. And now, which is funny because I'm, you know, playing around with microphones and doing a lot of editing, not big time, obviously, but low scale editing on social media and stuff. But what I've realized is that after 6 months of going to college, I was more interested in making money than I was in film or communications. So I flip-flopped them. I went from a minor in economics and a major to mass communications to flip-flopping those for a minor in mass communications and a major in economics. After another 6 months, another semester, I was like, man, you know what? I don't know what I want to do with my life. I just want to make money. And from the roles I'm looking at online back in the early 2000s, I'm realizing that I'm never going to make more than $70,000 a year. And that's going to school for year in, year out. And it's just not for me. So I realized that this was not something that I wanted to do. In that whole process, my wife and I got married at 20 and 19. She was 19, I was 20. And we purchased this home shortly after moving in together in a townhome after getting married, which, by the way, I flipped that whole townhome community years later, which is hilarious. Basically where I got my start with my wife, we ended up flipping that community. I talked about that on a podcast episode. I'll link that podcast in the show notes here, just in case you haven't listened to it. We made over $100,000 on that neighborhood as well. But the funny thing is we bought a home after a few months of living in this townhome, and a real estate agent showed us this house that we ended up buying. And relatively, I guess we were the best buyers ever, because we didn't put a lot of hard work into finding a home. We're simple to please. We're so young. We're just happy to have a nice house. And if you know the history, both my wife and I came from trailer parks, and or when I was like 10 years old, my parents upgraded to a 1,200 square foot home. So we didn't never have anything extremely nice, like a new construction house that was like 1,800 square feet, like the house we were buying. So we were just excited that we could afford it. Now this real estate agent, I felt like after showing us three homes, we contracted a home and we were simple to please, and we bought the home. I saw on the settlement statement she made like $3,700, doing next to nothing for what I felt like. So I felt like if she can do it, well dang, if she can do it, I can do it a whole lot better. And that's what spun me to becoming a real estate agent to begin with. Now, we're talking about education in this episode. I'm giving you context, obviously. But at this point, I realized that I need to learn real estate. And so I did. I got my license, did my education, my post-license. I realized after a few months that working for home buyers was not for me. I wanted to make more money. I made like $30,000 in that first like 8 months of my career. And I'm like, man, this is for the birds. How can I make more money? I finally realized that it was flipping houses. And this was before all those flip these house shows on HGTV. This is like the early 2000s. Nobody really knew about flipping houses as far as extreme media on TV and stuff. But I heard about people buying and selling houses and making money doing that. So of course, I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna figure it out, and I'm gonna do it. And if they can do it, I'm gonna do it so much better. That's always been kind of my motto. If these people can do it, I can do it better. So I started bumping elbows with people, you know, a couple brothers on a brokerage. I put my license with them. They hooked me up with their banking relationships. I pushed them out of the way and said, hold on, I'm gonna do this. And I'm gonna do this better. They were doing it, I'm gonna do it better. Guess what I did? I'm not patting myself on the back and saying they were terrible, but I did it better. I freaking went out and just did this thing and flipped homes, and I was making over $100,000 a year in my early 20s. But you know, guess what? I stopped studying. I'm like, well, I'm doing really well. I'm gonna keep doing what I'm doing. And I stopped studying. Well, guess what? Because I stopped studying, at 27 years old, 2008 came. I didn't have any mentors. I didn't have any studies in place and any more books, anything at all. I crashed and burned. I had no way of perceiving that I would, you know, fall to pieces in bankruptcy. I had no understanding of the economic climate that was surrounding me. Now, going backwards a hair, I did go to a couple conferences earlier on, like 21 and 22 years old, and they were all kind of like hype and trying to sell you a course at the end of the day, at the end of the conference. And you go to these big conferences and all they're doing is selling you courses, and you buy courses, which I did, but it was all a sales ploy. I realized that education from these guys, from these gurus were not for me. So that probably played into effect of why I stopped studying. Flash forward 2008, I lose everything, and I'm like, man, woe was me. You know, poverty became real again. We ended up having to go rent a house from a friend. I stopped studying. After going through bankruptcy and moving to this house that we were renting, I realized that I just wanted to be out of real estate. I didn't want to deal with sales. I didn't want to deal with people. I was burnt out on people. I just wanted to be by myself and feel sorry for myself. So I did for a few months. I was selling Clear Communication, this internet company that just came along, making a few dollars there. I was doing odd end jobs, doing broker priced opinions for different banks. I was getting some listings and helping people. And I realized that it just didn't pay good. I was making some real money in real estate, and even though the economy was not good, I need to figure out how I can make more money. So I started studying. I'm like, okay, I need to be my own man. I need to own my own brokerage. So I started studying. I got my broker's license. Now I opened up my own brokerage, and I did really, really well with it. And I started pushing myself forward into getting bank REO listings, and we became the number one brokerage in West Georgia selling foreclosure listings post-recession in the early years from like 2008 to 2012. We were killing it. I brought on another gentleman who I taught real estate and said, hey, as I was killing it, I need somebody to take on some excess business, train him up. He ended up taking over my brokerage years later, buying it off of me, and now he has over 100 agents, and I educated him in the process of everything that I learned up until that point, and it was amazing. I really figured out that I love the skill set of educating people and informing them, and as well as giving hope. So that was kind of my studies back then. It was learning all about being a broker, how to run an effective brokerage, and pouring back into people. In the process, I didn't realize I was continuously learning, which I quit from early 2000s to 2008. As I said, you know, I learned earlier on, and I got into real estate by learning the real estate education from the real estate class, a 2-month class. And then I quit, and then I bumped elbows with a couple people that taught me a skill set, and then I kept on going. And then I went to a couple conferences, and then I realized they were just sales ploys. So I stopped. I stopped learning from, let's just say, 2005 to 2008. And then I crashed and burned because I stopped learning because I thought I knew it all. And I didn't. I realized now, years later, after thinking about this, I didn't. I just stopped learning because I was burnt out and I wasn't meeting the right people. So I just figured, well, If everybody else can do it, I can sure do it better. And ain't nobody gonna teach me because I'm prideful. Because they just suck anyways. These gurus and everybody sucks. But then, post-recession, I'm going through the narrative here with you guys about the different things that happened on my own brokerage and helping another person and things like that. I realized that I needed more studying. I actually wanted to become a podcast host in like 2008 and 2009 when podcasts started coming along. And I was an earlier adopter of listening to podcasts and watching YouTube way back then, right before Facebook and all that blew up. I was an earlier adopter of YouTube, watching these different personalities come on, as well as listening to a couple of podcasts. And I was telling people about podcasts and they're like, what is a podcast? I'm like, man, I'm thinking I want to do this, but I just didn't have the skill set yet. And I didn't know how to educate myself to be somewhat decent. So I just said, screw it. I'm just gonna continue on with the growth growth of the brokerage. Through that process, we got that townhome package where I originally lived in with my wife, our first home in this rental community. We ended up flipping this and wholesaling this with my former business partner. He and I started the Investor Network, which was a private capital real estate firm that was partnering with people in private capital on individual transactions. We were working with 40 investors all over the US. Guess where that idea came from? It was continuous learning. I was watching these podcasting videos and listening to the audios, and I was watching the YouTube videos. And then from there, I got to the point where I was reading trade magazines, and I found somebody doing something like I was doing, but they're doing it better. So I figured, well, if they can do it, I can do it better. And I actually, you know, brought this to my business partner one night after staying in a hotel room with my wife in Atlanta, probably for a birthday or something. And when I was flipping through it, and I called him up, I was so excited. I'm like, dude, I think this is the wave of the business. This is how we can run with this. These guys are doing something like this out in Texas. I think it was Texas, but for example purposes, these guys are doing something like this in Texas, but they're doing it in a different format. I think we can adopt this, and they're paying out like X percent, we can pay out a little bit more and everybody will flock to us because we're paying more. And we did. I found that idea in a trade magazine. Now, I've always been a guy that read a lot of books, except for in the early 2000s when I felt like I didn't have to read books anymore because I knew it all. Over the last several years, I felt like, you know, I need to continue to learn business and things like that. So we did. We blew up our private capital business. Not saying it's all me. My business partner was a huge part of it. He was the salesman, essentially. I was kind of like a logistics and operation guy in that business. But my studying, you know, helped propel us. His sales helped propel us. And together we were invincible and we blew up our business. Now, I got to tell you guys, I went from making $100,000, $150,000 a year pre-recession to $80,000 and then $100,000 a year and then $300,000, $350,000, $400,000. And then when we finally stopped doing business together in 2018, I would say in 2017, we had our biggest year yet, where I made like $900,000 because of some power moves that we did, working with different investors, selling off our rental property together, and I had a big year. So guess what that does for you? When you have a big year and you're still young, you start getting prideful. You start getting the big dog. You start becoming the big dog. You're like, man, I'm invincible. Nobody can stop me. Guess what? I stopped learning. I pretty much stopped listening to podcasts. I was in a neighborhood that was community-based. I was partying it up from 2016 to all the way to 2018. We're drinking a lot. We're partying up. My wife and I, not my business partner, but we're just having a great time. And I just said, screw the podcast. Screw the YouTube videos. Stop reading a good bit. And, you know, eventually my business partner and I closed down the business and I got to the point where I could have took time off in 2018, but I really wanted to find something to put my hands to because I'm still young, right? But guess what? I stopped learning. I just told you guys I stopped learning. And now I'm sitting here in a place of trying to figure out, how do I make money for my family with the skill set that I have that's already been changing? He and I were operating at that point an old business model that doesn't really work in today's times anymore. The private capital business, yes, it still works in today's times. But now hard money lenders are coming back out to the table and you can pay a whole lot less in interest than what we were paying these private capital lenders. I'm like, why will we even do this? How do I find myself into a place of learning where I can do more? So I got to the point where I realized I needed to start the practice of what I did earlier on in my career, bumping elbows with people, finding experts in their field, even if they were in the business a whole lot less than me in years in business with, you know, they've done really well with their game in a short time. So I would find people who were experts in their field, who were doing well. And some of them were only a year in. They're making $100,000. I'm like, it took me 3-4 years to make $100,000 in this business. These guys are making it in 6 months. What do you know? Then I found flippers that were doing really, really good. And they were making 7 figures. I'm like, okay, get on the phone. What do you know? But guess what? I wasn't trying to suck them for all the blood that they have. I would take them out to lunch. I would call them up. Hey man, you know, I'm sure you've heard of me. I had the brokerage, the Swift Change Real Estate Brokerage. My business partner and I from the other business investor network, we did a lot back in the day, you know, day. Closed everything down. I sold the brokerage and we closed down investor network. I'm just really looking for, you know, some people to just chat with. Can I take you to lunch? Guess what? Because I'd made that phone call, people sat down with me for lunch. I started having great conversations through active listening. And this was my continuous learning, taking people out and serving them. And then because I served them and I was buying lunches, I was buying coffees, people were giving me the information I needed to know. And then I started putting dotting my I's, across my T's, and putting everything together in a puzzle piece. And everything stinking worked. It pulled itself together. And I realized, man, that this is something that I can do. I can actually find direct seller leads. I can do all this stuff. And because I put myself out there, you know, and I loved on people, I was taking them to Gary Vee conferences and doing all these things to help them just kind of have a personable relationship with somebody who didn't want to just suck them dry for their information. They actually cared. And I still have all these friendships nowadays. 2 years later, I still have these friendships. They were willing to give me the money. During that process, I started reading again. I started reading again at post-recession, but I started really reading more over the last 2 years. I'm like, man, I just don't know it all. I don't know it all. I need to start reading real estate books again. Even the most basic real estate stuff, I needed to start reading again. So I did. I read a bunch of real estate books back in 2018. I realized that I need to start listening to podcasts more and more and more, even though I stopped from, you know, that 3 year period when I was in that community, just drinking and partying a lot. I need to start reading a little bit more. I need to start listening to these podcasts. I need to do all this stuff. And I did. And then, guess what? I found some social media stuff going, and I found somebody that was doing a travel mastermind because I was paying attention and I wasn't just partying out of sight, out of mind. Everything was in sight and in mind, and I saw somebody talking about this mastermind. So I jumped in this mastermind, and it was the best thing I ever did. I got around affluent people, influential people. They became friends over a period of 3 trips. I jumped into other masterminds. I did another renewal of the travel group. From there, I've done a lot of online educational courses. I've hired personal mentors for video coaching and stuff like that. I brought on marketing people who helped me build my video training programs, the REI Society EDU, where we have training programs about wholesaling and flipping and long-term rentals and short-term rentals. And it wouldn't be here if I didn't continuously learn, if I didn't continuously put education in front of me. Now, as I told you guys, I dropped out of college. So this is my education. I spent $100,000 in the last 2 years. And I know a lot of you guys can't do that, but I spent $100,000 in the last 2 years. I put myself in three $30,000 mentorships, like masterminds. I put myself in like 3 or 4 different online educational courses that were online modules that were like $1,000 to $1,500 a piece. And guess what? Even though I don't get a lot of information out of every single one, it's the networking, it's the education that you're getting behind it, and you're gonna eventually get your subconscious is gonna pull a nugget out of it. Maybe a program isn't 100% perfect, and you've bought stuff in the past, and you're like, oh, kind of like I was in the you know earlier on in my career, where gurus were just putting stuff out just to sell you for more. Guess what? I did learn things looking back at this years later. I learned a little bit about tax lien investing. And I actually bought my first tax lien because of this course that was pretty much useless in my mindset way back in the day. But post-recession, I opened up that course and I went through it and I realized, man, what I went through the first time, this is a whole different course now, because I'm in a place where I want to learn versus just buying just to buy. So if that makes sense, you understand that these courses, they help you in the time that you want to be helped. These podcasts, they help you in the time that you want to listen. These YouTube videos, they help you in the time that you want to watch and learn. Mentorship and Facebook groups and the community, they help you if you post. So on and so forth. Phone calls and networking, taking people out to lunch, they help you if you take them out to lunch, if you propose to buy a coffee, not just to suck information out of them, but to build a relationship. This is the message I'm trying to give you guys. I've gone through this for almost 20 years, and it pains me to see, but I'm excited at the same time. It pains me to see that a lot of you guys are in this business right now, starting, putting your first foot forward, and it's social media at your disposal. You have social media at your disposal. You have YouTube videos at your disposal. You have online education at your disposal. You have podcasts at your disposal. You have online books, subscriptions like Scribd, Scribd, at your disposal, but you're not moving forward. You're not moving forward. And then it also kind of drives me crazy, to be quite honest with you, where it took me 7-8 years to become a millionaire. 10 years, I don't know, whatever it was. 10 years. It took me 10 years to become a millionaire. I'm seeing people do it in 2 years because they are putting in the time to learn. They are freaking watching these videos to learn. They are doing the things that these people are saying. They are buying these courses and they're doing the things that people are saying. I just said, no, the heck with it. I don't want nothing to do with it because you guys are being salesy. But now I look back at it like these people were actually trying to help me. They were trying to help me. Yes, they were trying to sell a course because they've done this for so many times in the past. They were putting their education out there. And yes, I think it was a little bit sleazy going to these conferences, and they advertised these conferences and then they pitched their products. And it was really, really, really hardcore sales tactics at the end. But guess what? That tax lien course helped me. I bought a tax course talking about tax deductions and write-offs. And I've gone through that multiple times over the years. And I bought that in my earlier part of my career back in the early 2000s. That information gave me a nugget time over and time again that helped me be able to write my taxes off. The most I've ever paid in a single year in taxes is $80,000. And I've made hundreds of thousands This year, I'm making seven figures. I guarantee I won't be paying more than $100,000 because of smart tactics I've learned in different books and YouTube videos and podcasting and getting with mentors like my my CPA, who is very exclusive and he charges a premium to be with him, and he charges $450 an hour to sit on a Zoom call with him. Stuff like that. These online courses, I've learned how to speed read through online courses. I've got back-end videos from like different masterminds from where they've done, you know, years before, and they brought all their experts and filmed them and put them in the backlog. So when you buy their current mastermind, you have access to all their previous footage and material too. This is great. This is my college education, and I'm going through it now. It's called life. Always be educating yourself, people. This is what's going to get you to the next level. The day you feel like you know it all, the day you feel like that this person isn't connecting to you and their course is sleazy or this or that, or their podcast is X, Y, and Z, that's fine. Go find somebody else that talks to you. Find somebody else that's real, that talks to you. There's always somebody else. But if you do buy something and you trash it because you just feel like somebody said something that you don't like, pick it back up in a couple of years when you are ready to listen, when you are ready to educate yourself. Because those nuggets in that, you've already spent the money, those nuggets are in there and it'll help you get through the journey. 2 years ago, I made $350,000. The year before, I made $900,000. It was because of flipping properties and pulling in some rental profits after selling off all of our rental property with my former business partner. But I went from $900,000 to $350,000, which is fine. I knew that was an off year the year before because we sold all those properties. And then in 2018, I want to say we made $450,000. And in 2019, we made like $650,000. This year in 2020, we've blown past seven figures. I'm doing this year in, year out. But guess what? You know what I'm doing more? Everything that we're talking about. I'm continuously educating myself through masterminds and listening to podcasts and reading books, audiobooks and online e-courses, Facebook groups, asking questions, bumping elbows with people and getting in the right rooms. This stuff helps. So let 2021 be the year you educate yourself, find the material, find everything that really calls to you, and just run with it. Hold on to this. This is going to actually propel you for more success.